are listening to Gila Membres Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Welcome to New Earth Kids, a radio show featuring kids who care about their community and the environment in which they live. On this monthly show, kids of all ages talk about the challenges facing planet Earth, and we tell you how we are creating and implementing solutions. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series and airs on the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and will be replayed on the air the following Sunday at 4 p.m.
Welcome to New Earth Kids, where we bring you monthly updates of all the great work kids are doing in our region. New Earth Kids is part of the New Earth Project, a community program that focuses on food security, waste reduction, and regenerative practices for soil improvement, all of which result in healthy food for people, livestock, and the other creatures living among us. And many thanks to UGWA, the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. The New Earth Program is one of the many projects that UGWA has undertaken to promote a healthy environment and community here in Southwest New Mexico. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau. The New Earth Project partners with several schools in our region, including Cliff Elementary School. So now I'd like to welcome today's co-host, Mary Giardina. Mary's the librarian at the Cliff School in Cliff, New Mexico, and has helped launch many innovative and important projects with her students. Thanks for joining me on New Earth Kids, Mary.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Today we're joined by the fifth graders from Mrs. Quadracki's class at Cliff Elementary School. And these kids, along with the fourth grade here, have been working with the New Earth Project on several activities this year. And these fifth graders have undertaken their own special project to promote composting in their school. Mary, can you first give us an overview of what the fifth graders have been working on?
Well, they did the program with you and Carol Ann, and then they came back to their classes, and for some reason the bulletin boards in the cafeteria needed to be changed. So it was decided that they were going to help put the information that they learned during the climathon onto the bulletin boards. And so each bulletin board, there's five bulletin boards, they're 10 foot by 4 foot long. And so the kids had a brainstorming session where the whole class got together and we talked about the theme, what kind of theme they wanted to put on the boards. And through just all the brainstorming that happened, people were throwing out ideas and they came up with worm factories and compost information, and the whole class decided on all of this, and then we broke them down into all the different bulletin boards. So we had five groups of fifth graders just working. They fleshed out each idea for each bulletin board, and then they became what they are now.
So. Mm-hmm. And just a little background for our listeners, the New Earth Project held a climathon for the fourth and fifth graders from Cliff and three other schools around Silver City, in the Silver City area. And as part of the climathon, we built worm boxes, we talked a lot about composting, we made movies about composting, and some posters as well. Let's talk about these bulletin boards. As you said, Mary, they're divided into five murals, and the bulletin boards are in the cafeteria at Cliff Elementary School. Each mural educates people about composting, the process, why it's important, and how it's beneficial. So we're going to talk to each group one at a time so that we can focus on each panel and learn more about how you guys created these really beautiful displays. We have our first group here. Let's go around the circle and please say your name and something special or unique about you that you want our listeners to know.
My name is Harper, and I really love listening to music. It's one of my favorite things.
My name is Molly, and I love to play basketball. It's one of my favorite things.
My name is Tegan, and I like to show animals in the Grant County Fair.
My name is Allie, and I also like to play basketball.
Great. Thanks. Your mural gives us a lot of information about composting. Can you guys describe for our listeners what your mural looks like?
I feel like our mural shows how the decomposers affect the decomposition process and how they work together to make it compost and what we use to help plant more vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, if you would like to see these murals, you can go to the CLIF website, cliff.silverschools.org, and you'll be able to look at these amazing murals that we're talking about today. So what else? Tell us about this mural about composting.
Our mural is called Composting is the Act of Reusing Organic Matter. It shows that the sun gives energy to work this cycle. You can't really do it without the sun, and because the sun has to give the plants energy to do stuff.
How does your mural show the decomposition process?
So it shows the organic matter, and it kind of feeds off to everything else. And
who's eating that organic matter to break it down?
The nematodes.
Okay, nematodes. Yeah, and what else?
Water bears?
No.
All the water bears?
Water bears?
Tardigrades.
Tardigrades, yeah. Okay, good. And what else?
Arthropods.
Arthropods.
Fungi.
Organic matter.
Uh-huh.
Protozoa.
Bacteria. Yeah.
So you guys have pictures of all these critters on your mural, and you show arrows going from leaves to the nematodes and other things. And what are the arrows showing?
The arrows are showing how the organic matter or decomposers rely on each other and the process of reusing organic matter.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of a food web. And so it looks to me like the leaves that are pointing to the different critters, it's like it's giving energy to those critters. They eat that for their own energy. And you mentioned two other things that all of these critters need to survive, to break these things down.
Living soil.
They need oxygen and water.
They need the sun and water and oxygen, all the energy to help it thrive.
Yeah, yeah, just like we do, huh? They need all the same stuff in order to survive. And how is composting like recycling?
You're reusing something that could have been wasted and just thrown out. You're reusing that and making it into something new that can flourish and become something better than it was before.
What does it become?
Plants.
Like, when you recycle, you reuse your trash waste, and when you compost, you reuse your food waste to create more of that food through compost, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. How did making this mural help you learn more about composting?
It helped me learn more because I never knew there were so many more decomposers, and I didn't know what they did for the cycle of organic matter.
We did the informational board, so we had to do a lot of research, and I learned a lot more about the process and all of the different decomposers, and it was really fun.
I learned that compost replenishes the soil with good foods for plants.
It's really cool that you guys are pointing out both that soil is formed from decomposition and that all these microorganisms and other organisms are living in the soil, because they actually help make the nutrients in the soil available to plants. They kind of live together with the plants to open up nutrients to help the plants absorb them better through their roots. Have any of you done any gardening, either at school or at home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a garden at my house, but we kind of lost it last summer because it like got too hot. But
oh, yeah.
We had a garden, and it was pretty big.
Yeah? Have you guys ever used compost in your garden?
Yes. Not.
Yeah?
Yeah, at my house, my mom, she'd make dinner, and then we'd have this little bucket for our scraps. We'd take them out to the composter. Then whenever summer came, we'd get all that compost and put it in our garden before we planted things.
Nice.
We tried once, but it did not work out because we didn't have the right amount of brown and green.
Mm-hmm. How does the process of composting with the air and the water, the way you guys are depicting it here in your mural, affect our planet and our environment?
All of our food waste typically goes to a landfill, and it gets dumped into the ground breaks down anaerobically, which creates a gas called methane that causes global warming. And because of this, if we do compost, then this prevents global warming, causing our Earth not to
overheat. And global warming is also, we also call it just climate change, because it's not just warming, climate patterns are changing throughout the world. So yeah, it helps to mitigate that a little bit by reducing those gases that can make that worse. Thank you so much, Allie and Tegan, Molly and Harper, for sharing this beautiful piece of art with your classmates and teachers in the cafeteria at Cliff School, and for spreading the word about composting. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for teaching us.
You're listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We're also on the web at gmcr.org. And right now you're listening to New Earth Kids. This is part of the Kindred Continuum series, and I'm your host, Nan Franzblau, and today I am joined by Mary Giardina, the librarian from the Cliff School, and some fifth graders from Cliff Elementary School. We have a new group now. We just spoke with a group that was giving us an overview of composting, and now we have the next group of fifth grade artists and composters in our ongoing conversation about the murals that this class created in the Cliff School cafeteria. Let's first go around the circle. Please say your name and something unique about yourself that you want the audience to know about you.
I'm Riker, and I like to play basketball.
I'm Kinsley, and I like to show pigs and play basketball.
I'm Lena, and I like reading and baking.
I'm Brayden, and I like playing basketball and baking.
You all created this beautiful mural as sort of a part of a series of murals about composting. Can you please describe your mural?
At first it says the Wonderland of Composting. And the C on composting is a worm, and it has the band on some of the worms that some worms have. And then the W, it has a band, but it's smaller than the one on the C. The W hat is formed into a worm, too.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first bulletin board in this series. And so these guys created the overall idea of what the whole, all the bulletin boards were about.
Mm-hmm. So, and I want to remind our listeners that you can go to cliff.silverschools.org, and that is the website for the Cliff School. You can go in and see pictures of these beautiful boards that these kids created. So it says the wonderland of composting. How is composting like a wonderland?
It can help like other plants grow better and like stronger, I guess.
I think wonderland is a wonderland because you can have good soil and it produces good food for the people that need food.
It can help cows on farms and stuff grow better and grow stronger if you like butcher them and stuff like that.
Yeah, or if you have
and
horses.
If you have like a farm, you can grow like
better crops
for like the summer or even in the winter for stews and stuff.
There's a lot of things you can do with compost.
Like what?
Like, for one, you could do, like, grass for your animals, and you could also do food for yourselves, and you could sell it at, like, at Walmart and things like that.
And how does the compost help the grass and the food? I know you said it's good, but how does it help?
It helps with making it healthier for everyone, and it makes it very nutritious. Mm-hmm. And once you have healthy grass and crops, it could affect your life in a better way than crops without compost.
Yeah, healthy food, healthy people, healthy animals. I really love how you guys have several worms in the shapes of letters that make up the words, the wonderland of composting. Why are worms so important when it comes to composting?
They help produce the soil, and they help it beat down because they, like, crawl over it and kind of just, like, smush it down so it makes it bigger and stuff like that.
The worms are more like the main decomposer, and once they eat it, they go number two, and that's what makes it compost.
Right, worm castings, right?
Yes.
Is basically really, really rich soil.
Yes.
I think why they're so important, because they can break down stuff like broccoli and lettuce and produce us food. Like when people, like if they have poop and like they grind it up and it turns into soil.
And we have a composting box for our worms, and we put like lettuce and stuff in it. But the thing that you can't put in it is like tomatoes because of the juice and seeds that it has. And you can't put like ranch and stuff. So no meat or
citrus.
Mm-hmm. Like oranges, you can't put in there.
Yeah, no oranges, no meat.
No lemon.
Or you can put an apple because.
Yeah.
An apple core.
Yeah. An apple core.
Yeah, and this is the worm box in your classroom that you're talking about?
Yeah.
How are your worms doing?
They're doing really good.
Yeah.
Are they making lots of soil for you?
Yeah, yes. They're making quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I've
only seen it, like, once this month because there's other people, like, checking in and, like, so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We add new leaves, new greens in weekly, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I put some lettuce in there today, or our teacher did, but I got it for them.
Yeah. So how long does it take for it to break down?
It sometimes depends about like how much worms mm-hmm. you have.
Yeah,
like, and if you don't have that much, then it's gonna take a while.
Mm-hmm. And how much stuff you actually put in there.
And if you put like a ton, they're not gonna be like breaking down as much because they're gonna get like full.
Yeah.
So when you put, you said weekly you feed the worm?
Yes.
So and then when you feed it, do you look inside? Are all the stuff you put in from last week gone?
Yeah, most likely.
Yes.
Most of it, there's like some little more, there's like some little pieces. Yeah.
Sometimes they like travel up to the second layer, so we have to kind of just like move them down gently. Yeah.
And you keep this in your classroom?
Yes.
And does it smell?
No.
No,
it does not smell.
There's like a coconut thing. Like coconut husk, and it keeps like not moist. Moist.
Yeah. And we give it sprays every day, so it's moist in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a little spray bottle.
Mm-hmm. I love how you guys included a lot of worms in your poster. And I noticed one reason they make such good letters is because they have so many segments. Do you guys know why worms have all of those segments?
They have segments so they could bring in the moisture. And the segments sometimes have little hairs on them that could help it go through the dirt and not.
And sometimes it's hard to tell where their face is and their, like, bottom
but
is.
But sometimes you could kind of, like, if you look closely enough, you could see this, like, little tip on top.
Yeah.
And sometimes the head is a little bigger than the butt.
Yeah. So you've gotten to know your worms.
Yeah.
And Lena was holding one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, she was making sure it was alive.
Yeah.
Like, just checking it out.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel when you see people in the cafeteria looking at your artwork?
I see, like, the kindergartners and, like, the second graders look at it quite a bit. But, like, I feel just, like, appreciated and, like... Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah, like, proud. And, like, I wish they could, like, come over to our classroom and we could, like, teach them more about it.
Hmm. Well, maybe you can.
Maybe.
That would be great.
I think, like, when they look at it, I feel nervous. Because sometimes they're like, oh, that's really bad. Like, you should redo it.
Sometimes yeah, could do that.
Sometimes I have the feelings that they don't really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It makes for one, I don't think they know what it is either.
Yeah.
What, the younger kids or the
older
kids?
Yeah, the younger, okay. like kinder first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am going to tell you that I've had very good response from all the kids here in the school and from parents who have gone into the cafeteria, and everybody loves your bulletin boards.
Yeah. So. And our listeners, you can see these bulletin boards by going to the CLIF website at cliff.silverschools.org, and you can see these incredible murals that the fifth grade at CLIF School made. Is there anything else?
Whenever our teacher first like said that we were gonna learn about composting this Thursday, I was like, how they make candy, because I didn't know what composting meant at the time. So
yeah.
It was a good thing that we did learn this, because, like, whenever we have our own gardens, we can tell how to make better soil than what they produce in the bags.
And you can, like, tell other people if they don't have, like, great land and they need soil. You just say, like, there's some worms, like, in the ground. You can get some because they produce soil and you can have food instead of just buying it. Like, well, you have to buy the seeds, but
yeah,
it was pretty fun learning about it, and it's actually pretty cool of how they break it down and the whole concept of composting. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Nice. Too. Well, it's nature, right? It's I mean, we kind of create the conditions, but nature does all the work.
And building the worm box was fun.
Oh, and last week we told how good the soil was, I guess. How much water and stuff was in it. So.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your project with our listeners and for inspiring people to think of their food waste in a different way. So Riker and Kensley, Lena and Braden, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. You're
welcome.
Yeah.
You're listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We're also on the web at gmcr.org. This is New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series. My name is Nan Franzblau. I'm your host for this monthly show about kids and the great work that they are doing for their communities. My co-host today is Mary Giardina. Thank you, Mary, for being with us.
You are welcome.
Let's welcome our next group of fifth grade artists and composters to this ongoing discussion about the murals that they created to display in their school cafeteria. Let's begin by saying our names and something unique or special about you that you want our listeners to know.
I'm Jack, and I really like swimming, and I always study animals, and that's about all.
I am Dustin, and I like to play basketball and hang out with my friends.
I'm Jameson, and I like to play outside with my friends and go exploring the nature.
I'm Tucker, and I like to play basketball and football, and I like to hang out with my friends.
I'm Gunner, and I like to play football and camping.
Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. Let's begin by describing what's happening in your mural. We just talked about the first mural in this series called The Wonderland of Composting. Can you guys describe what's happening in yours?
It's basically the process of composting. There are tons of fruit above land. There's trucks and a machine and So I guess the title of it would be A Worm Factory, because there are tons of worms. Some are above ground helping push the fruits into the droppers. Some are driving vehicles, and others are making sure their process works on the conveyor belt.
What happens to those things as they're being pushed down underground?
When they're getting pushed down ground, they go onto the conveyor belt into the droppers, and it basically sorts through where limes and lemons go. They go to the acid bath, and so it just goes down onto the conveyor belt then.
And so who's working on the conveyor belt?
Me.
So when you say dropper, it's almost kind of like a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
That the fruits and vegetables that are ready to be composted are going through, mm-hmm. and they fall on the conveyor belt.
What's happening on the conveyor belt is it leads it to the other section, and then who controls it is the big worm, and he uses the lever to stop it and move it.
These are some really skilled worms, you guys.
Like one of them has a boot, has shoes and feet.
They drive, and one has the clipboard and pencil, keeping track of the inventory and.
Who made all the worms, you guys?
All of us.
Me and Jameson. Yeah, me and Tucker made the worms. We penciled it out, and we cut them out, and we designed them. And one of the things I did, because it was taking a while for me to trace them and everything, so I put already made worm over a piece of paper and traced it out and did that a couple of times, and then made some different types of worms. They had different clothes on, but we were pretty similar in differences.
And how about the truck that's on the top?
That delivers all of the vegetables and fruits to the droppers.
And
compacts it down.
And who made the truck?
Jameson and me did it.
So I made the truck, and he made the bulldozer thingy.
I kind of helped with the trailer, too.
Yes.
And who made the conveyor belt?
That was really Dustin. Cool.
That was Dustin
that was,
and me.
That was me and another kid in Mural 3.
So why a conveyor belt? What is the conveyor belt doing?
It delivers the food to Mural 3, and it keeps the food from falling off.
And it takes all the food from above ground, and then the worms are moving down to the underground so the conveyor belt can move it into the third mural.
Mm-hmm. You guys have these worms working to make this whole process happen. What is the worm's role in composting?
The worm's role in this or in general?
Well, in general.
Okay, in general, it is for the worms that eat the compost, they eat the veggies and stuff, and they break it down into compost. Mm-hmm. And over time, it turns into compost. So they have to eat it, and after they're done eating it, it gets fertilized. Since it's fertilized, it'll turn into compost over time.
Mm-hmm. How did making this mural add to your knowledge about composting?
Making this mural, I personally, whenever doing the climathon and doing all of it, it teaches me about citrus is not allowed in compost. Doing this artwork, it taught me more how it works and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. About the process?
About the process, yes. Mm-hmm. And to how to make soil and the way it just formats.
We get to make soil out of something that a lot of people think of as garbage. And that's I really love your garbage truck that looks, it looks like a garbage truck, but it's full of compost and materials for composting. So it's nice to see something transporting something that's actually going to be transformed into something positive.
And the bulldozer gets the crates from the compost truck and pushes it to the worm workers, and then they take it out of the boxes and put it in the droppers.
Mm-hmm. I want to remind our listeners, if you want to see this mural, you can go to the CLIF website, cliff.silverschools.org, And you can see pictures of all of these fascinating murals that these fifth graders created to educate their classmates and teachers about composting. And these are hanging in the Cliff School cafeteria. How do you guys feel when you see your work in a public place like that?
I feel really proud, and because it took us a long time to make this, and it took a lot of brainstorming. So whenever I see everybody looking at them, I just hear people like, this is really good, and then it just makes us feel really good.
Nice.
So what's the name of the head worm?
His name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
And he's got the checklist.
Yeah, he got the checklist. He got his pencil. He got his work hat on. He's all ready.
Are your worms based on actual people?
Yes. One of them is really smart. He's big brain. He made a contraption how to make another leg. He's up near the
bulldozer.
The bulldozer. And the other worms are just, you know, shoving it into the droppers to make them go down. There's one that retired from the military, and
which yeah. one's that?
He is actually by the lemon. He has a like a British/ military hat on.
Yeah, I recognize him. Yes.
Where? Yeah. Yeah, he got that drip.
That's great. Have you guys shared any of the stuff you've learned with your family or your friends?
Yes. I shared it with about everybody in my family. I do not know about the others.
I shared with my family, and I told them there was a like climathon going on, and it just teaching me how about compost. And I learned a lot about like citrus is not allowed in compost, and about like composting is like as fruits built up to make dirt. I never knew about that.
Yeah.
And I told my parents about when it's gonna be on the radio, and they were really excited because they were excited that I was gonna be on the radio.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I actually shared with my family that we were doing a climathon and how it can help Earth. I believe the project is called New Earth, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I shared a little bit with my family and how you can do it. And they thought it was pretty cool that I can come up with that stuff.
Nice. Good. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Do you guys have gardens at home?
Oh, yeah.
I had a garden at my old house. It had we grew tomatoes and zucchini. And it was really fun to like pick the tomatoes. My favorite thing to do is put tomatoes and basil and make it like a little sandwich, and it tastes really good.
We have a couple of gardens. One of our gardens grows asparagus, and another one grows tomatoes, watermelon, zucchini, lemon cucumbers, a lot of stuff, jalapenos, green chili, and red chili.
I had a garden at my house. It lasted for like about a month, and then it started to snow. But what we had there was tomatoes and a few cucumbers and some watermelon. And a few of the watermelon grew out of our fence, so we had to go get them.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Wow. Have you guys ever added compost to your gardens?
No. We actually had a garden this summer, we had like a kit from last, or I think maybe 2 years ago that we got in third grade, and we used it this previous summer, and we had tons of delicious stuff. My brother actually got a bag of it.
And they're in my family. My grandma and grandpa live over down Table View, and they have a compost. They actually the cinder blocks, a compost pit, and they put eggshells and all types of stuff in there.
Nice.
And they have their own compost bin for their plants.
I only had like a small garden. We had like only tomatoes. And that's only because that's one of the only fruit we actually can grow by our house. Because that's about the bugs are always getting towards it. And it's the other fruits where it get more eaten than the tomatoes for some reason. I don't understand that one.
I want to thank you guys so much for discussing your mural and for putting so much hard work into this project. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, good job.
You're listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. And we're also on the web at gmcr.org. This is New Earth Kids, a monthly program highlighting all of the great work that kids are doing in their communities to raise awareness and help our community stay healthy. I want to welcome our next group of fifth grade innovators as we continue our conversation about the importance of composting. Please begin by saying your name and something special or unique about you that you want our listeners to know.
My name is Ellie, and I am not from America.
Where are you from, Ellie?
Thailand.
Wow, it's awesome.
My name is Inara, and I like watching My Hero Academia.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Supernaturals.
Got it.
My name is Hunter G, and I really love to hunt. My favorite big game to hunt is deer.
My name is Hunter W. I like hunting too.
My name is Lorelai, and I really love mushrooms.
I see. You have a mushroom sweatshirt on today with mushrooms and flowers.
I have a notebook of mushrooms.
Nice. Well, mushrooms are so super important in everything we're talking about today and life in general, and they're delicious, right?
They are.
Our last group described the concept of collecting food and funneling it underground to a conveyor belt where it would be sorted and sent to an area where it would be composted. So can you guys begin by describing the mural that you created?
So we have two different conveyor belts. One is taking all the citrus down to our acid bucket, and then the other conveyor belt is taking all of our non-citrus food, like watermelons, apples,
and etc.
And where is it taking the non-citrus? Where is it going?
It's going into this bin type of thing. There's like a room down underneath, and there's stairs leading up to where all the compost is. So,
yeah. So it's all going to a place to be composted.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a hose what leads to another bulletin board to go to a pile where then it gets sold to companies.
So to a finished compost pile?
Yes.
Aha. Why would any company want to buy compost? What's so important about that?
It helps plants grow and it gives them more nutrients than regular water and dirt does.
So it's adding nutrients.
So you need a green layers and a brown layer, but they need to be, I'm pretty sure it's 3% more brown waste than green waste.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what it is, but yeah, there's more brown, that's the carbon layer, and the green is the nitrogen layer, and so we need greens and browns so that the decomposers have a balanced diet, just like we need to have a balanced diet to help them survive. Let's get back to your mural here. So what's happening to the citrus?
All the citrus is going into an acid bin where it gets disposed and none of it harms the worms.
Lorelai, can you explain the worm town?
Yeah, so the worm town, I was inspired by how our worm box, it has two layers, and usually one of the layers doesn't have any compost in it, so they have a place to like hang out. So I thought that should be a place where they would live and like hang out, and then up top they would just eat and that would be kind of like a restaurant to the organisms that were in there.
Who worked on the worm box, or the worm town and the box?
Me and Easton, which is unfortunately not here today.
Okay, so you created all the characters?
Yes.
And the houses?
Yes.
The mushroom houses?
I had the idea for the mushrooms because I felt like the inside of the mushroom has a lot of room for, like, a worm to live.
And mushrooms are really important in composting also. So what do mushrooms supply for the compost? Do you guys know what their contribution is?
No.
They decompose.
They decompose, exactly.
Yeah, they actually help break things down.
Okay. So do you want to just try to give the listeners an idea of the colors and the whole...
I would say it's very vibrant and has a bunch of very bright colors. And I would also say it's very resourceful by how... I wouldn't say very... What is the word? Exactly placed, but specifically used in a specific spot, but I wouldn't say it's exact. So I would definitely say it's really vibrant. That's one of the main words I'm looking for.
I would say so. And if our listeners want to see these murals, again, you can go to cliff.silverschools.org, and through that website you can view these amazing murals.
So I noticed there's a bunch of produce and leaves. So how did you guys come up with that, Ellie and Inara? I know you guys were the people that made those. So...
Well, we mainly just knew they were a part of what you need to compost.
So you guys just drew out the fruit and vegetables.
And
then colored them.
And then we kind of like cut them out.
Okay, so you guys were here when we put them up in the cafeteria, right? So do you want to explain that whole process?
It was really fun and... it was definitely an experience to put all of it together and watch it come into one thing. It was very fun, and it was an experience to run.
So it was all scattered throughout the library, and then when it was like right before Christmas break, that we all just went into the library and just put it up. And it just turned out so amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. Yeah, it looks like a lot of layering. Like you had to think about.
Yeah.
Like we had some of them to overlap because it would be weird for them to all be spread apart. Because in the billboard before us, they would just show the worms throwing it on there, not in a specific order. That's why we would have it overlapping to show more
depth.
Yeah, and dimension.
Oh, depth and dimension, yeah. Mm-hmm. The bin and the hazard bucket both are very three-dimensional. I mean, you really get a good sense.
It's
that
bin there.
And bucket are, yeah.
Hunter, talk about how you guys came up with the acid bucket.
And Hunter came up with it because we knew that certain foods couldn't go into the composting bin. And me and him had the idea, where does that all go if it's not going into compost? So we had an idea of doing another conveyor belt that would lead it down and dispose of all of the citrus.
Great idea.
So you guys had this elaborate, you were going to have like a machine push it off the main conveyor belt into the hazard bin. And we decided that... That was a little too complicated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we did it a bit different.
So we did it more simple.
Yeah. Because the other idea, it would have to have like something moving.
Right.
Not pushing it off.
I had the idea of kind of like what they have in cartoons, a big box with the boot hooked onto a stick that you usually see on cartoons. So when it felt citrus, it would just go boink.
Yeah.
So then there's two signs up there. It says, no citrus beyond this point. right? Yeah. Instead.
No, citrus a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also some stuff that can't go into your composting bin, like dairy and meats and bread, because it will mold and it will start to smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
The problem with meat is raccoons and like wolves and stuff. They'll get into your bins and they'll probably tip it over, and then all your compost that you've probably been working on for maybe a year will get ruined, so you'll have to do it all over again.
Yeah, and then the animals might keep coming back looking for more, and so
you won't be able to do stable compost because the animals will think, oh, there's some meat in there, let's go get it.
Yeah.
And then with the dairy, it will hurt the worms' stomachs.
Is there anything else that you guys want to add?
So your compost needs to be a little moist too. Because if the worms get dry, they will eventually die.
Mm. Yeah, how do worms absorb water?
Their skin somehow. It's weird.
I believe it was the hairs. The skin absorb the water into their body, so they stay like moist. That's why.
Right. So if the compost dries out, they don't have any way to stay moist.
Yeah, that's why they would die if they were out of a moist place.
Because right outside the cafeteria, we have a compost spinner thing. There's no worms in it though, so you spin it a few times, but you need to make sure it's moisted lard. Like moist, not like drenched though.
Yeah.
It's the same in our classroom with the worm boxes. You want to make sure everything in there is moist, just not drenched.
The thing with the compost tumbler, you tumble it to get oxygen all the way through it, so the microscopic bacteria can get air and not suffocate.
Right.
And if you go to the Cliff School's website, you see our mural, it's supposed to be a mug since we did the compost Winter Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Well, you guys did a great job, and I want to thank you so much for educating us, all these listeners, and your classmates and teachers about the process of composting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to remind our listeners, this is New Earth Kids, a monthly radio show about kids and the work they're doing to help keep our communities healthy. And today we're focusing on composting and the murals that the fifth graders at the Cliff School made to post in their cafeteria. And these murals very artistically inspire and educate people about composting. And I want to remind you too, you're listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We're also on the web at gmcr.org. Well, I'm happy to welcome back this group of fifth graders. These kids were here, they created the Wonderland of Composting display, and so we've already talked, but let's go around and say your names again, please.
I'm Riker.
I'm Kinsley.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Lena.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back to talk to us. So you guys are focusing here on what happens after all the materials that are being composted have decomposed. Can you tell us about your mural?
It shows about how the compost pile actually is formed. It needs like oxygen 2.0 and water 2.0, and then like we can pat it down with a shovel too, and then it'll like form a tree.
The bulletin board looks like a big pile of dirt with a shovel in it, and it shows what it includes, and when you put it in with seeds it will make a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a tree there too. So what does your finished compost pile include?
Organic matter, water, carbon, chemical, energy, nitrogen,
humus.
And then
minerals
and
microorganisms.
What do we get out of a finished compost? You say it up there on your poster.
You have living
Living healthy, smart soil produces great food, great air quality, clean water, and smart students.
Why do we get smart students? How does that happen?
Because we learn more things about how plants are grown and stuff.
And once you have the compost could make healthier food, which could make us, which could help us become smarter and more comprehensive.
Yeah. When we use compost, we don't always have as much of a need for pesticides or chemical fertilizers. And we can make really healthy food just from the finished compost because it's got all sorts of microorganisms in it that help unlock the nutrients for the plants.
And those help the plants grow, and then you guys eat them, and then it helps your brains.
How do we know when the composting process is finished?
All of the food in the leaves are gone. And sometimes maybe it can take up to a month or so.
You could tell with the soil, like how it's looks.
What a different it is with the regular soil.
How does it feel when it's finished?
Moist.
It's really
moist. It's kind
of
wet, and it's like dirt kind of. Yeah, and you could feel like these little bumps a little bit. Like not like
it's
regular.
It's not super like smooth.
Yeah,
but
it's more like it's bumpy. Like you could feel like little minerals and stuff that that's
are
in
dirt.
Bits of organic matter and things for the microorganisms to keep eating in the soil. What do you think is the most important thing you learned from making this mural?
I think the most important thing that we learned is if you have certain ingredients in the soil that it could help a lot, and it will make the correct formula, and it will make the compost not perfect but really good, and it also helped us work on our teamwork.
What did you like about the process of making the bulletin boards?
It was fun getting to know how to do other things.
It was just really fun, and it helped us kind of like understand how to like work together as a group.
Were you guys used to doing drawings that big before?
No.
So how did that work with you guys?
I was working on the tree on the part of our fifth one, and it was really hard doing the tree because I write super tiny. So it was hard doing the big old trunk and the...
To see something that big?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard because you always want to get those details, but it's so big that the tiny details don't really matter. And if they are tiny, you kind of need to make them bigger, which just doesn't feel right.
Like you draw on a tiny piece of paper instead of like a big piece of paper, and you have to cut bigger.
Well, the impact is amazing. I mean, when, you know, you see these in the cafeteria and just how colorful and vibrant and big they are, it just has a great impact and people can see them from across the room. And
yeah.
I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to view these murals made by the fifth graders at the Cliff School, you can go to cliff.silverschools.org. And there on the homepage, you should be able to access photos of these murals. As part of the New Earth Project, we've come into your classrooms every month and done some activities with you. Which of those activities have you guys really enjoyed? Which one might be your favorite?
Like the worm box one where we all got together, like when we first met, like the climathon thing, like when we first met and what we do with soil and the worms and the worm box that we put them in.
What do you like about the worms? You mentioned earlier you liked building it. Is there anything else you like about the worm box?
We decorate it and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you like taking care of the worms too?
Yeah, it's
sometimes
fun.
I'll check on them every once in a while.
Yeah.
What do you do as part of worm care?
We usually
spray them.
Yeah, we spray them with water.
And then we pick up the coconut pad so it doesn't smell bad. Yeah. And then that's on the first layer, but then we pick up the first layer and then we like feed the worms and sprinkle it on top. Mm. And they'll like, I guess, smell it and then come up to the food.
We spray the coconut husk and then we pick it up, we spray the dirt inside. We kind of churn the dirt so everything could get the oxygen that's in it, and we feed them weekly.
Oh, good. How could your community, your larger community like Cliff, Gila, Buckhorn, benefit from composting and the resulting product?
I think if like you grab a lot of like, if you have a compost bin at home, maybe you could take it there and then like just start your own garden. Mm-hmm. Like make your own compost bin and then like add it later, like at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. It could also help by making the climate better than having fertilizer and chemicals that go into growing them, which can also rise into the atmosphere and make it warmer.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add today?
Mm-mm.
No? Well, gosh, I thank you so much for talking with us twice today. Thank you so much also for creating this beautiful art that also inspires and educates people about composting.
I think the students did an excellent job in creating what they set out to create, their original ideas. They expounded on them a whole bunch, and then they followed through with all their work. And then when we put it all together at the end, right before Christmas, and it was just a magical thing to see up in the cafeteria.
It's fantastic, you guys. You did such a great job. And listeners, you can go to cliff.silverschools.org to view these amazing murals about composting. And thanks to Riker, Kensley, Lena, and Brayden again for coming back to talk to us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all the wonderful fifth graders from Cliff Elementary who are educating and inspiring fellow students and teachers in their school community, and Mary Giardina, my co-host. Thank you for being with us today and for providing a platform for students to grow and share their knowledge. Many thanks to Cliff's fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Quat Rocky, and the fourth grade teacher, Ms. Olson, whose students have also participated in the New Earth program, and Principal Garney for providing such a supportive learning environment. And finally, thanks to our listeners for your support and for sharing an interest in the ideas and accomplishments of the young, caring people who are helping to make a better future for all of us. If you have any questions or want to know more about the New Earth Project, please contact us at composthappensinsilvercity@gmail.com. That's composthappensinsilvercity@gmail.com. See you next month.
Thank you for listening to New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We'd like to thank the New Earth Project for sponsoring this show and KURU General Manager Marcus Hansen for his ongoing support. May we all continue to listen, learn, and grow together. Bye now.